Eastern FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Hi, How Are You? With Kate
and Sharon.
Today we're meeting you at 10 a.m. because we can.
Things change. Because we can.
Things are always changing. We're really excited to play some chill songs for you. Good morning.
Good morning. The first song is called Morning Sun by Melody Gardot.
That sunny morning waiting on us now. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We can be worry free. Just take it from me, honey child. Let me tell you now, child. That morning sun to greet us with a loving light so warm. That morning sun is here to meet us, waiting on the waking up of everyone. She ain't gonna quit till you're smiling now. Tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child. That morning sun has come to greet you. She's peeking round the corner, just waiting just to meet you. Shining down on all your troubles. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child. 'Cause this world wasn't made for dreaming. This world wasn't made for you. This world made for believing in all the things you're gonna do now, honey, child. Let me tell you now,
Nice.
What a great way to ease us into our 10 a.m. show.
Yeah, we're really easing into things, if you couldn't tell.
The next song we're going to play for you is mostly in French. A little fun fact about me is that I speak French-ish.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. I mean, as much French as you know from taking it through middle school and high school.
Mm. Yeah. It's probably kind of a lot of French.
I think so. I get what's going on in this song, kind of. But let's just play it. It's called Death of the Phone Call by Whatever Dad. What an angsty band name.
Un, deux, trois, quatre. Salut, je suis un espadon. J'ai perdu mon téléphone par le champ de tournesol. Il devient un champignon, ainsi que des champignons. C'est inutile, c'est pas bon si tu as envie de.
Sweet. Let's just play another one. Don't let the tune stop. The next song?
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Old Bone by mm-hmm. Wet. This song is like a little hug, I think.
Yeah.
Makes you want to prance around a room also.
Yeah, I think about this song a lot when I'm like walking through trees and stuff. Mm-hmm.
They all want something from me. These streets are dirty. Want me to have a baby. Her kids are lonely. They all want something from me. Their eyes are beady. Their stares, they pierce right through me. But I don't have anything.
Thank you.
That was a nice song.
Yeah, it was great. I think that song has really funny lyrics about trees, and that's probably what you think about it when you walk through trees. It's good to listen to music that makes you think about trees.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Maybe we'll play some Tomberlin too, get people really sad. Yeah. That their music always makes me think about trees because of their album cover.
Yeah,
just a little interjection there, unrelated to anything we're listening to.
Well, it might be related if we end up playing that.
Yeah.
The next song is Junior Day League by Howdy. That band is awesome. I like them because sometimes they change their voice a lot. Sometimes they kind of have these like twangy accents, which I find funny.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
And sometimes
in the
they
intro.
kind of sound like something else that I can't remember the name of. But
like a genre of music or like a person.
Like the second part of guy's voice sounds like someone else's voice, but I can't remember who. Mm. I'll think about it. Anyway, next song is Lilo by the Japanese House.
Very calm, soothing song.
This is a really nice song. I basically utilized this song like therapy when I first learned it. I was like, well, time to listen to this song to make me feel better.
It's a lovely song.
Really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Talking back here about how this is healing music for finals.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in and tune out finals.
Yeah.
Important.
Maybe this is just like let your brain vegetate music.
Right. How are we going to let him keep vegetating? Oh, the next, I like this little theme we have of maybe going in line with the name of our show. Hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
We also played some Howdy. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to play a song called How Was Your Day? Important questions.
Yeah, we care.
I guess howdy's not a question.
Howdy is not a question, unless, I guess, you put a question mark after it, but I don't really think people use that word that way.
Yeah. But I do think that's how questions work. You put a question mark after it.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah. All right, well.
Time to play the song, question mark?
Question. Yeah. How was your day?
Cool.
Thank you.
So, how was your day?
So far, pretty good.
10:30.
Mm. Pretty good. We had a pretty nice day so far. We watched some geese fly.
Yeah, like thousands probably.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Maybe not thousands. Hundreds? You think there was 1,000 geese?
Multiple thousand, probably.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Well, you might be right. I don't know if I'm the...
I'm not good at counting.
I'm not the
I didn't try to count.
Like, I've never seen thousands of geese, so I have nothing to compare it to.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how large... Like, I feel like there's a number, like a threshold at which we're not really able to process how many of something we're seeing anymore.
Yeah, for me, humans. It's like 12.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm sure it's different person to person.
Yeah.
There must be a range. I'm sure there's been a study somewhere.
Probably.
One of my friends on this campus smarter than me that studies this. Please get back to me on this.
Call in. Actually, don't.
Yeah, we're
but chilling. Just tell us later.
All right, what are we playing next?
The next song. We're playing another song by Wet.
Ooh.
Because we can. It's called Don't Wanna Be Your Girl. She's really good.
Such a talented artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me, love sharing anecdotes on the air. I was saying in the car this morning, Wet is one of those artists that I listened to in high school and was like, wow, I'm starting to get music.
Hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was my anecdote.
That's great. The next song is 1 p.m. Again by Yola Tango.
Thank you.
Spoiler, it's not 1 p.m. Don't freak out.
Yeah, we're really throwing people off with times.
It's 10:30.
First, six. We're on the air at 10:30. When
actually, maybe we should start doing that. Sometimes it's helpful when, like, the radio person tells you what time it is.
Yeah, fun fact. They actually recommend you do that in the WJRH.
They recommend you say what time it is?
Yeah, they have the little note about, I forget where it is. I feel like I remember reading that somewhere because I remember thinking to myself, or maybe I heard someone do it on the air, and I was like, wow, that person's so helpful for centering
the
us.
Weather is it's cold but sunny,
and there's some local road closures
true
on Bushkill Park Drive.
Yeah,
so we learned that this morning and got ourselves a little lost, so don't try to take Bushkill Park Drive anywhere.
Also, you should let your car heat up, especially in the wintertime, so that you don't run it while it's cold. It's really bad for your car.
Yeah, Sharon knows about cars, so
that's right, all about them.
Big car buff.
Yeah, we should probably play the song before I dig myself a deep hole.
Start quizzing you about cars.
Yeah. Please don't ask me questions.
Call in with any questions about cars. Thank you.
I will respond to them. The next song is Ferns by Iris Temple. Everyone's enjoying the chill music because you should probably chill out at this point in the semester and the week. So, also, hopefully you didn't just hear my stomach make that noise on the air.
I heard it.
Well, what am I going to do?
Nothing.
Yeah, probably not. Okay.
You should probably respond to the little microbes living in your stomach. Say something back.
Shut up. That's what I say. Be quieter in there.
Rude. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, maybe I can be friendlier. The next song is These Days by Nico. These are crazy days.
These are crazy days. That was like a little response to how was your day. Instead,
yeah,
we just talk about all
these
days.
These days, you know.
All right, next song we're playing is some Carole King, Tapestry. Not the full album.
Yeah, just one song. You guys listen to the album on your own. I don't think we have enough time.
Has been a tapestry of rich and royal hue, an everlasting vision of the ever-changing view, a wondrous woven magic in bits of blue and gold, a tapestry to feel and see, impossible to hold. Once amid the soft silver sadness in the sky, there came a man of fortune, a drifter.
side. He moved with some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for or where he ought to go. Once he reached for something golden hanging from a tree, and his hand came down empty. Soon within my tapestry along the rutted road, he sat down on a river rock and turned into a toad. It seemed that he had fallen into someone's wicked spell, and I wept to see him suffer, though I didn't know him well. As I watched in sorrow, there suddenly appeared a figure gray and ghostly beneath the flowing beard. In times of deepest darkness, I've seen him dressed in black. Now my tapestry's unraveling. He's come to take me back.
Tapestry of Life. That song, well, that whole album makes me think of my mom, who might be listening right now.
Hey, Joanne.
What up? Hope you're having a nice morning. Yeah, my mom showed me Carole King, and I love Carole King. Very grounding artist to listen to. Has a really lovely, lovely cat on the album cover. Another great thing about this album is, I don't know if this person is listening, but they do go to this school, one of my old residents. This was their favorite album, and they had the room below mine, and I heard that song play, I think, like, 3 times a week, and I never told them that I heard it every time, but this is me telling you.
Secrets out.
Secrets out.
You know who you are.
And thank you for playing that so often, because it's a phenomenal, phenomenal album. Oh, that, I wasn't laughing at you. The computer screen.
Yeah, I know. Things. I saw it. Okay. I was really confused. I'm trying to figure out how on earth that happened.
I don't know.
Anyway, next song is called Symbiosis by OK Kaya. I really like this song for its references to like biology. So all the scientists out there, this is for you.
Me?
Yeah. This song has awesome, awesome lyrics. This is like, yeah, it's like science and poetry mix. Or maybe they were never separate.
Ooh, I like that.
You can be funky.
Ooh. Nice. Giving life to everything.
We love life.
Mm-hmm.
And green.
Mm-hmm. And fungi.
We love fungi and all of our other symbiotic relationships. Shout out to all the lichen out there. Mm-hmm. Always good. There's symbiosis everywhere. I can't start listing it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
Next is Better Distractions by Faye Webster.
Ooh, we love some Faye Webster. I heard Faye Webster is listening to our show today.
Hey, Faye. So glad you could make it. We're going to do you a favor and play your songs. Maybe you can get some more exposure or something.
For sure.
That's one of the best distractions, that song. Honestly, that song's not a distraction. That's like takes all my attention.
Yeah, maybe we should send in a letter to Faye Webster saying to
give read yourself more credit.
Yeah, best distractions. Duh. Okay.
Nice. Well, good one.
Our time's almost up, so I guess we should get playing the next song. Per usual, we're putting Alice Phoebe Lou on the air because
we love her. Yeah, so much.
Duh. This is from her newest album, which just came out. I won't say anything else so that...
Except for the song is called Underworld.
Oh, I should say that.
And this song also is about communicating with trees. So I love that.
I've got so much to say, and yet nothing comes close.
Okay, that was our last song.
Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning.
Have a good day.